Title: Spirit Ableton Live 12 Tambourine Layer Blueprint for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes. Intro: Hi, welcome. In this beginner automation lesson, we'll build a two-layer tambourine patch in Ableton Live 12 using only stock devices and samples, and then use a few practical automation moves to create that skippy, old school jungle slash drum and bass energy. Think two layers plus timed automation. That's the spirit we're after. Lesson overview: by the end you'll have a bright top tambourine slash shaker layer for sparkle and transients, a thicker body layer for low mid weight and groove glue, automation for clip humanization, EQ movement, stereo motion, reverb sends and subtle saturation slash transient shaping. We'll use simpler or drum rock, EQ 8, auto pan, reverb on a return, saturator, drum bus or compressor, utility, and optionally beat repeat. Preparation: start a new live set and set the tempo to 170-176 BPM, the classic old school range. Create two tracks and name them Tam Top and Tam Body. Add a return track named Rev with Ableton's reverb. Set its dry slash wet to about 20% for now. We'll automate the send. Step A: load and prep samples. Open Live's browser and grab a clean tambourine or shaker sample for Tam Top, and a fatter tam sample or small hand clap slash wooden tam for tam body. Drop each into a simpler on its track. Trim the sample star to the transient and set simpler to one shot for full playback. Leave simpler's filter off for now. Step B: layer tuning and envelope on tam top. Shorten the decay slash release so it's crisp, roughly 50-150 milliseconds, and consider transposing a plus 0 to plus 3 semitones for extra brightness. On tam body, lengthen release to around 150-300 milliseconds, and try transposing down minus 2 to minus 5 semitones for weight. Add a utility after each simpler to control gain and stereo width independently. Step C: insert stock effects chains for the top chain. Place EQ 8 first and high pass around 300-350 Hz with a gentle slope to remove mud. Then add a slight high shelf boost at 610 Khz of plus 24 dB. Add a little saturator for air with 13 dB drive, and then autopan for synced movement. For the body chain, use EQ 8 to roll off extreme highs above 810 Khz, then add drum bus with a small drive and tweak the transient control to taste. Finish with a light compressor for glue and use utility for level slash width control. Step D: basic pattern and humanize. Create a one-bar MIDI groove with 16th and 8th note subdivisions. Triplet-ish shuffles work great for jungle. Program the hits for both layers and copy the clip across bars. Humanize within the clip. Alternate velocities, for example 100, 82, 92, 110, and nudge some notes by plus or minus 5-15 milliseconds to create push and pull. If you're working with audio, duplicate and nudge clips by milliseconds or use warp mode beats and small clip start offsets to simulate timing variation. Step E: automate tone and movement. Switch to arrangement view and enable automation. Here are the key automation moves to make. EQ movement on tam top. Automate EQ 8's high shelf gain or low cut frequency to open up highs over fills. A common shape is 0 dB in the groove right arrow plus 3 5 dB ramp over 1-2 bars into a fill right arrow quick fall back. Auto pan stereo motion. Set auto pan to a synced rate such as 1/8 and automate amount from low values in the groove to 25-40% in breaks. Try inverting phase between top and body. Body phase equals 180 degrees to increase stereo spread. Reverb send automation. Automate the send to the rev return. Keep sends low in the groove, 0-6%, and increase to 18-30% on fills and transitions to get that smeared tail on purpose. Volume and transient automation. Use utility gain on the body for quick plus 2-4 dB emphasis on accents. Automate drum bus transient or transient shaping slightly for hits. Small boosts for accents work better than large jumps. Beat repeat optional. Place beat repeat after simpler on top for micro fills. Set interval and grid to 1/16 and automate the devices on slash off in arrangement only on fills. Step F: grouping and macro automation. Group tam top and tam body into a single tam group. Add an audio effect rack to the group and map 4 macros for quick control. 1. Brightness right arrow map to the top EQ high shelf. 2. Body gain right arrow map to the body utility gain. 3. Bass right arrow map to the reverb send for both layers. 4. Width right arrow map to auto pan amounts. Use those macros to automate multiple parameters with a single lane. It keeps things tidy and beginner friendly. Step G: Final mix, automation and bounce automate small group volume moves for energy, maybe minus 1.5 dB in dense sections and plus 1.5 dB in sparse parts. Check the TAMs against kick, snare, and bass. If they clash with the kick, add sidechain compression and automate the threshold if you only want pumping in some sections. When satisfied, render your loop to audio to test the processed result in other contexts. Common mistakes to avoid over automation. Don't automate everything aggressively. Subtlety wins. Too much reverb. Heavy sends wash the groove. Use reverb purposefully with shorter times during the groove and longer tails for fills. Working in solo too much. Always check automation decisions in full mix context. Ignoring mono. Extreme widening can cancel in mono. Test with utility width at 0%. Overquantize in humanization. Keep timing nudges under about 20 ms to preserve shuffle. Pro tips and practical automation shapes. Use tiny filter moves timed just before a snare to increase perceived attack without affecting transient. Predate curves, not only linear ramps. S-curves and exponential shapes often feel more musical. Typical envelopes. HF shelf 0 right plus 3, 5 dB over 1, 2 bars. Reverb send 2-6% right arrow 18-30% on fills. Auto pan amount 0-10% right arrow 25-40% on breaks. Body gain minus 2 dB right arrow plus 2-3 dB for sparse sections. Map ranges sensibly in macro map mode so a full macro turn gives a musical extreme, not destruction. Use rack chains or the chain selector to switch between dry and wet variations instead of automating many devices. Automate saturation and drum bus transient in small increments. They have big perceptual effects. Always check stereo phase and mono compatibility with quick width switches and listen for cancellations. Creative variations for beginners: reverse and low pass a duplicated top clip. For pre-fill swells, use a duplicated top, shifted by a 1/16 and lowered in volume, and automated in for a doubled shuffle feel on specific bars. Route a short beat repeat chain to a separate chain and enable it only on fills via chain selector. Troubleshooting checklist: washed sound, reduce reverb send or decay and shorten predelay. Conflict with snare: automate a dip in the TAM's 200-800 HC range around snare hits. TAM disappears. Add subtle harmonic saturation on the body or a narrow 4-8K HC boost on the top. Glitchy automation: check for overlapping automation breakpoints and clean them up or render to stabilize. Mini practice exercise goal: a 16-bar loop that shifts character between bars 1-8 main groove and 9-16 breakdown and read entry. 1. Build the two layers with simpler, ek, auto pan, and drum bus. 2. Program a 1-bar groove and copy to 8 bars. 3. Bars 9-12, automate tam top, send from about 5% up to 30%, increase high shelf by plus 4 dB, and raise auto pan amount from 10% to 35%. 4. Bars 13-16, reduce top HF by minus 3 dB and body gain by minus 2 dB, then at bar 16 add a quick plus 3 dB transient boost on body at beat 4 for a punchy read entry. 5. Export bars 1/16 and compare with an unautomated version to hear the difference. Recap: this lesson gave you a practical Spirit Ableton Lift 12 tambourine layer blueprint for jungle old school DNB vibes, two layered TAMs in simpler, stock FX chains and focused automation targets, EQ cutoff, auto pan amount, reverb send, utility gain, and device activation for effects like beat repeat. Use macros to simplify multi-parameter automation. Keep moves musical and subtle and always check in context. Practice the mini exercise to lock in timing, humanization, and the automation moves that bring the tambourine to life. Final quick checklist before export: check in mono for phase issues. Balance against kick slash snare slash bass and add sidechain if needed. Keep automation musical and avoid excessive soloing while designing. Save a rack preset as Spirit TAM blueprint for future sessions and export both an automated and a dry version for easier slash B. That's it. Now load your favorites, tweak a few tiny moves, and have fun dialing in that old school jungle spirit.